Blog Talk Radio.
We're not going to listen to anybody until us if we came in 2000. And we got
forward. Past the first, just in case. When we made our way to love, it's time to listen. It's time to fight. Forward. Now we can hold on.
Blessings. Thank you for tuning in, and we are live on the Initiative Radio Network, and we're talking about human trafficking and identity theft. And we'll be having Shanez Jefferson joining us shortly, and she will be carrying the day on this most important topic. But I'll wait for all of you. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
I'm managing.
Excellent. Well, we are live and we're talking about the program today, Human Trafficking and Identity Theft. Can you hear me?
The phone was going in and out.
I was just giving you the title that we're having a conversation on human trafficking and identity.
Are we live on the air?
Yes, ma'am. We're live.
Oh, okay then. All right. So maybe the music was still playing. Yeah, so.
We're live.
Well, hi. This is Shanez Richardson, the host of the archive Save the Black Parents Blog Talk Radio that has been on the Initiative Radio Network. And definitely, I am here to speak about a major topic. It's a feature today that is urgent for our people to attend on, speaking about human trafficking and identity theft as it relates to many everyday tasks that our people are doing, such as enrolling their children in schools, applying for housing, in which there's a very large number of people that are homeless due to factors that many would not believe. They're wasting a lot of application fees on stuff and the things they're having to do and still not get the services. Along for when you apply to these places that have these signs out that says that they do the passport and they are officialized places where you're that you're supposed to be allotted or that official to do your passport, and they're asking for official documents and the services and the runaround that you have to do when doing these transactions is definitely a part. I was definitely, if someone can contact and we could come back and do a part two in regards to one of the recent headline topics, because I know me and the other person, that was like one of the first conversations we had. It was on Yahoo News. Not able to locate it today in regards to an incident where someone was found with a woman. She was questioned about her ID and birth certificate being found over overseas. somewhere, and that story is right now, it's pending. I don't know why it didn't show up at the top of the engine, but they got stories from 2018, 2016 that's showing up today when I go back and research for the article, because that was the first topic we started talking about. Somebody said, well, I seen on Yahoo News, or, you know, when it happened a few days ago, as a matter of fact, that was Tuesday, right after that, you know, that I seen that article, and today I'm not able to locate it, but I'm going to still discuss on the topics, you know, personal experience and definitely other experiences and awareness that are going on in, across the nation that we need to urgently attend to. So I'm going to talk about definitely with the human trafficking and identity theft. I'm going to be speaking about various documents that put us at risk as a people, our children, that when we go apply for services and we're not actually, we're just freely handling out everywhere. There are too many agencies and too many people that have access and that can request those documents to us. And then when it's time to get there and you get questioned by the U.S. Marshals, or it's time to go to court, or you're not able to cash a check, you're not able to carry your children on income tax, you're not able to apply for housing, you're not able to get various needs that you need to get, even apply for a job because of something that you did in the past that you're not able to definitely track on. And this goes also hand-in-hand with one of the Equifax headline topics where they want to give people $125 for myself being a party that was affected by it. I got there. I was sending, updating them information to more so entrap me into identity theft. Someone had a six-digit property in my name. I had got there, and I was steadily updating information, and it took approximately 10 years. And I do have a marking to where it could have started from. I don't know the exact location or agencies, because you have to do so many transactions, and they both send you in a runaround, a spider web, he say, she say, to do services so that you won't be able to track how and who did what. And so then you'll be in a battle, spending money, wasting money, and stuck with very low bottom options as though yet you're not trying hard. There are people that have, you know, college degrees, people that have good records that are stuck in situations prolonged and where they have to be, or having to tolerate abuse that they shouldn't even have to tolerate because they have the very poor options. So some of those documents that are being over-axed by these various agencies that include social services, those being nonprofits, welfare offices, and also enrolling your children in school and including doctor's offices. Those documents are birth certificates, and they want the original Social Security card. They want the original card of that, the vaccine records. And I'm going to definitely speak more in detail about that in relation to a recent headline topic. Proof of address, identity, your direct identification, along with access to medical records, and also custody papers. The way that they're getting now, to start from that subject and go on up from each one of them to let people know what's going on across the country, speaking with people across the country. And one thing, as some people say, well, I just give in because I don't want to be fighting like you. I said, well, you're going to either fight today or fight tomorrow. I said, because for so long I got there, somebody had this six-digit property, and I'm just humbly sending them my ID information. I'm humbly sending them an update of my identification status, and this went on for several years. And still, I have not had a direct reach out and representation. I mean, tell me to sign up for $125 is an insult. I have not been able to do a lot of things. Cards that I had paid out over 12, 15 years ago, I paid them out perfect. I'm not even able to apply to them again, even though I perfectly paid them out with no balance. Had several accounts with them. All of them was paid. I am not able to move further on. But I'm going to start with the last topic that I talked about in regards to this human trafficking and identity theft. that is affecting our people. So with the custody paper thing, they'll ask for the court custody papers. They just don't want that. They want that with the birth certificate. And with that, that is being used in human trafficking. That information, because they are still, we had one of the recent headlines of the party that was in, you know, that was found, they said had committed suicide, and the underground rings that are definitely been being definitely headline topic and so forth happening. So, of course, we have to stay focused on protecting ourselves and our children. What they do with the custody papers is that becomes common commodity, and they use that information that they have on there. And they also, they come back, and they'll ask for your ID later on. Well, I need a copy of your ID to proceed. And this is, like I said, social service, welfare office, the school, the doctor's office. And what they do with those two documents, they're able to further proceed and do transactions and get stuff that you can't even get with your own. With your own self, holding your own paper, your own ID, your own birth certificate and social security card. And even if you have your name on the birth certificate, and they're not allowing, like you have, if you have the other party on there, they're still not allowing, like, you have to, they just basically is not allowing still for children to enroll or to receive benefits. And it really does start a gossip mill that is worse than Jerry Springer and Maury, because if someone is in a compromised situation or in a situation where they're getting judicial investigation and they can't have any contact with that person, or it's just best that they don't, due to the situation, they go behind people's back and do unauthorized communications, unauthorized seeking of information. And also, there are people saying that they have had deeds to their home switched over into their name due to identification and court papers that they privileged gave to these agencies that I have mentioned to you. I had a situation. Of course, I have dozens of situations that have occurred within just a decade along itself where I was asked to show an ID that was already being handled by another company, and it wasn't no part of the procedure. And this wasn't recent. This was a while ago, but it's happened several times. And I got there, and I marked it out to make sure that they don't get there and copy to reduplicate it or claim it, and they're going to call me back and reply, well, you won't be able to get your services if you don't get there and give a clear copy of it. I said, no, I'm not giving you a clear copy, because I already know the trick that you're going. You already been several years refusing and have shown yourself that you don't want to provide the services that is due for me. Then you're going to, out of the blue, all these years I've been doing services with you, you're asking for another ID. So why is that you're asking for another ID when my case already been open with you and has not been closed? Well, let's just say fast forward today, they're refusing after several years to, can't no one get in contact with them, so forth like that. So that still leaves me in a stuck situation that I'm not able to handle. The next thing I'm going to discuss about freely having to give your ID out. I have a situation, this is another situation, there's a lot of situations happen that's just not right. This one I did go to the judicial office, it did go to judicial court. I had to take I had to bargain for what I take instead of, you know, go the extra time, because it already was prolonged over a year and some other factors that affected that had nothing directly to do at fault with me. But I did get paid something, but in the long run, it did not clear me to be able to cash a check that someone else cashed at another address, and it still has not been traced who that party was. And I believe it, they intentionally, you know, it just was not an interest to find out unless I took extra measures than what occurred to actually, you know, trace down the actual party that did it. And when this was like the only agency I was able to cash a check at, and I still was marked even after the court, you know, winning, I still was marked as I'm not able to cash a check. So they was like, well, if you want to cash a check, it was like a $100, $200 check, and it was from the actual winning of it, they want to actually take most of the check. Even with the winning, having the court papers, it does not mean anything. You have to have an extra guru person. Some things you could do credit on your own. Sometimes you can't. You need an extra person that can get there and deal with the extra details of stuff. There's also another situation of in retaliation, because I needed them to write a form, a verification of me attempting to apply with them for various services. And so they owed the money because this was part of the agreement. And what they did was they didn't want to write the letter up to the agencies. It was for various agencies. It was a general letter letting them know that I'll be doing services, work for them. And so what they did was wrote a bad check. So I start, and that matter is still in a pending situation. And I need to urgently attend on that. But that's another matter. I'm giving an example of the overuse of identification that you show. And then your ID is scanned no matter where you go across the nation. You go 300 yards away or 300 miles away. And everywhere you go, it shows up in their system. And when you go cash a check, you won't be able to cash it. No way. Whether you're on the other coast or, like I said, 3,000 miles or whatever way, and that's a proven fact I have been through. The next thing is proof of address. That's another thing. Once they have your utility information, it sets you up into an undercover, underground database. There is a dark web. I'm not, you know, and I appreciate anyone that's listening, calling, and speak more about that. In regards to the proof of address, where they have your account number, they have your utility account number, and what the schools, what all they'll do is they start off first to get that information. The school, because it's not exactly required of you to give an ID, and it's on the justice.gov website, what they will do is they'll come back and say, oh, well, for your child to continue going to school, you need to show us the ID, or you need to sign this release of information to any agency page. That's the other trick that they do. And they use that paper and put the papers together and send it off, and people have had utilities in their name, and they have told a story to them. I have explained it to them. I said, well, where did you all go? Where did you sign release papers? And when you put everything together, it's like, well, where did the address, where did it trace to? And some people have went there and have went to the actual place where the utilities were in their name. And when you put the dots together, it ain't hard to figure it out. Sometimes. Some people still are years later not able to get utilities in their name, which have them not able to get approved for housing. Many people even living in transitional housing, which most of the housing, the way they're setting things up, you're going to have to either be rich or living in transitional housing. There's a government shutdown, you're about living in transitional housing because nothing is guaranteed from day to day, week to week. The next thing I'm going to speak on is about vaccines and medical records. There are cases, like I say, observance and experience. Many people, I just spoke to a party the other day, and it must have been too much for them to actually, we started from social media, and they were speaking about their elder of the children that are not able to go to school because they're not vaccinated. And so I'm like, well, what do you want to do? We're going to go to the governor's office? It's somebody we have to speak to, because it makes no sense of continuously crying and whining and not doing any action to get this here amended and resolved in the respect of humanity. So what's being done is people being told they will do it unauthorized. They are getting there to where they're contacting and doctors are being harassed. I have had this personally behind the scenes. No, they're not going to come on this radio show or directly on a video and say this here. But the decent and good-meaning ones have personally stated that they have been harassed, they have been threatened, they don't want it, you know, they're being, you know, many of them have to get there and, not to confirm or deny that anyone is their patient, or even have any continued conversation due to what is going on once they obtain the vaccine records and also the medical records. And if your child, as we have an overload of children that are complex gifted, and it really makes it real expensive to attend to them, because there's no such thing, they eat a separate meal. It's no such thing as, okay, we're going to get there and be on a budget. It's very limited of that. It's no such thing as you have to do everything by the mood. You can't even plan to say, I'm going to get up and go to the grocery store. You have to do that by a mood swing. And it takes a lot of energy. And sometimes you may have to get there and just have a sitter just to go to the grocery store for simple stuff. You may have to skip some meals or have breakfast all day for several days, because you may not, because of their mood swing, able to take them to the store until they're in that right mood, and you have to prepare for it. So with those type of children, what they're doing is, and I have been a person that have been affected by it, they will get there and keep talking and saying, well, you don't understand, it's part of policy. And, it's something very repetitive and manipulative, where they will say, well, we need you to sign this paper so that we can get there and get your child's medical records. And what do you need the medical records for when we already had a four-hour meeting of everything? So why do you want to go behind my back and override me to get access to something without my presence and what is no approval? You have been given an overload of information. If you can't comprehend that, then it's time to clock out from your job. If you got over 200 papers from the service providers that have worked for them, that includes the doctor records, what do you want another release signed for to behind my back and without me, for you to freely do what you want to do to manipulate so you could less provide to the job and get extra points off these children that maybe for to take them down a whole, you know, being a poverty agent. That's, and another thing, I'm going to put the birth certificate and Social Security card, and then we're going to open up the lines to those that would like to speak further on the topic as I spoke of. I am going to speak about another topic with I know someone else that I've spoken to will be looking forward to me speaking to, that many people do not know about, that's going across the nation. I am going to get to this topic, but I'm speaking about the main thing so far is when you apply for welfare, that includes the cash, the food benefits, which they call EBT SNAP, the Medicaid, applying for housing, applying for services if you have gifted complex children, if you're applying for services so far as even the little food banks that give that crappy food, they be wanting that information. It's like, you didn't gave me a whole bunch of crap that's worse than garbage Piggly Wiggly, so what the world did I give you my birth certificate and my Social Security card for? So as I speak about the original birth certificate and Social Security card, our people need to stop doing that. First of all, when you do that, just like with zip code segregation, what they do is they categorize your child based on whether your child has a name written on the birth certificate. They also go by that birthday, too, doing some extra stuff behind that. I'm not going to get too detailed, but if somebody want to call and speak about it, they can. The information is also used. I have the paper that I have sent to several parties. Do you have that paper in regards to where the database, the opt-out data? I'm going to look for, I'll get it right now to discuss what's exactly on there. Do you have that, Marie?
Did you send that to me?
Yeah, I sent it to you about 10, 15 minutes ago. No, I sent it to you this morning. It's a paper about the opt-out. Okay, I have it right here.
Okay.
Okay, it's the last one I sent this morning. So on this paper, it says Student Information Annual Update. So on it, what it has, number one, it has student photo information release. I consent to the release of my child's non-directory information to the following. Check all that apply. I crossed out every last one of them and put nope to none. It says military, higher education, TV, radio, or social media, yearbook, and it also has the school district use. I have checked off every last one of them. In regards to this information, I also have another form that is, I'm looking definitely for this other form here that's in regards to using video of the children with a college university and you release them of liability. I am just one moment and we'll be opening up the lines after I read that final document. Okay, let's see. Okay. Do you have a copy of the one that has the limited words on it and about release with a college university on it?
Did you text it to me or email it to me?
Oh, I don't even recall it.
Because the last thing you sent me was school original birth. What is this?
Okay. I definitely need to find that paper.
Where it talks about the R21 club.
It's something about a university having access to use your child's picture and you release them of liability. It was supposed to be in this stack of papers here.
What I have is a school. This one person is writing. The school where I have taken admissions for my kids.
This is an enrollment package. This is the enrollment packet, what is being claimed that it has not been received, that was given to us. Okay, I'm looking for that. So definitely... we can start opening up the lines for those that want to speak. I am still currently looking for that paper where I can definitely read it exactly what it states, but it does state toward the end that you release them a liability for using your child's photo.
Yeah, I'm not showing that I have that. I'm checking my email now, and I'm not finding it. There's no one on the lines yet.
Do they have people in the chat room? Or?
Not right now.
Not right now. I'm looking for this. For this form. Let's see. So are there any further questions that, you know, until someone comes in on the line that you will like to ask or statements to make?
Well, who has been the main victim of this stuff that you're talking about with the human trafficking and the ID theft? who have been the main victims of these reported crimes?
The main people that have been victims, and it's still ongoing today, they have not been able to have the resource help, even though it's valid, has been myself as one. So it's been more of a paper human trafficking due to the human theft, along with other parties that have been blocked from applying for housing, those that are on public aid, those that are disabled, economically challenged families. Those are the main, and those that are enrolling their children in public schools have been the ones that have been victims of the matter, along with doctors that they mean well and they cannot say, they cannot be able to serve their patients the best because they are being compromised and threatened. So you have any further questions?
Well, what happens when people have reported this to the quote unquote authorities? What have they done?
You go through the judicial process and you still end up getting the cheap end of the stick. You end up going to court, it gets dragged out. Sometimes you have to accept a smaller bargain. Some people have to be where they're not able to be honest with the people that they're serving just so that they can keep a job, just so that they can survive and be there for their own family. I don't know how I am missing this paper here. Yeah, if anyone tune in a later time, there'd be much that we'll have to catch up on. On the show. Okay, someone's saying they don't see the problem. I just had sent it to them. I'm getting checked now. I just sent them the link on Twitter.
It's working. I don't see why.
Yeah, I'm on it right now, but I know I had sent the link.
I'm looking at it too, so I'm gonna see what's there.
Yeah, I'm on the link right now. Okay, they're saying they don't see the program. I'm gonna just tell them to call in. To the show, it'd be much to go back over everything. I'm gonna have to look through. Okay, I don't know whether I knew all those papers were together before I left them here on yesterday. Let me see. Let me send this according to number. Okay, well, I'm sending this out to them. Do you want to take a commercial break right quick and we'll come back to the line?
Okay, will do.
All right, then. Thanks much. Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African American community. O. Bruni, An African American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
All right, and we are back. We're going to take another commercial break real quick. And by the time we finish, we'll take a real quick break. Just looking for the thing to play right now. All right. We're going to take a musical break real quick, and then we'll be right back.
I see the light everywhere I go. I see the light that'll lead me home. I can feel this holy fire burning in my soul.
Okay, we are back. Sharon, you ready?
Oh yes, I'm here and ready. I found the actual letter, and so it's from one of the schools. And so one of my experiences I've been going through, and this has been going through multiple years, where they send you back and forth. They don't know where you're supposed to be going. So far as, you know, who gets your data, and then it's always somebody lost your data. I really do have, like, various multiple issues. Other people are going through the very similar thing. Another thing I have to add is when you have the another experience that is being noticed by several people that have occurred on the West Coast there is where they're being stalked to where they're using their card at. They're being audited or said that their benefits was reduced to you know, $10, $20. And I'm like, that's a waste of your time, because by the time you go there every week, 2-3 times a week, sit there for 4-5 hours, you about to be then fed your own self for $20, $50, $100 worth of benefits. And so one of the things, as I speak with one of the factors of people that are asking for too much information, that are given bad services in return for what you show as proof, and why as a civilian you have to show more information than some other parties. And let me get to reading on the letter. I'm still thinking about all the different agencies that request so many documents, the human trafficking that's going on. But this is what this paper here would like to person add, that you allow us to videotape while your student is participating in learning. Our improvement efforts have been very successful so far. So basically, it gives you the details about the website and allowing the teaching. So then also gives a consent and release for participation of a minor. And it says, either understand and acknowledge that, you know, the district and the university that they chose intend to include audio and video recordings of the child in one or more audiovisual works currently being produced for professional development and promotional purposes. Now, in consideration of the child's appearance in the video, I hereby consent to him or her being photographed and or recorded on behalf of the district and that university by those authorized and grant without any payment to the district and, you know, their agents, successors, assigns, licensees, permission to use footage of my child for this purpose. And it says, I release the district and the university, its agents, employees, licensees, and assigns from and against any and all claims which I have or may have for invasion of privacy, defamation, or any other cause of action arising out of production, distribution, broadcast, or exhibition of this footage. This consent shall be construed and interpreted pursuant, you know, applicable to agreements and perform in, entirely therein. Of course, I have went back through and I have placed in limited everything all through the paper, limited use, because I'm not releasing of anything because I don't know what their intentions are, even though they may present a good presentation and appeal for me to sign for. But, you know, before time, you know, everybody could be your friend before you get there and as you then won the lottery. But once you then get, you know, gave them that winning of your lottery, you see a totally, you get the extra real personality of them. And that's definitely what parents need to be paying attention to as they're enrolling their children in school, as they're applying for social service benefits, as they're applying for these services that they take you through 5 different steps. They have you wait 5 months and full round, it turns up into a he say, she say. You done went back and forth. You done spent your money on Lyft. You done spent your money on taxi fare. You done spent your money, people volunteering to offer you a ride because they see you in need. You taking a risk there. And therefore, you still without services and people looking at you crazy, asking you questions. Say, well, all you got to do is contact 211. Contact this popular agency, and it's not getting the people anywhere. It's just not me going through as many people that are going through the stuff. I have seen the paperwork of the people. I have actually been in the classes with the people. Another example where the human trafficking and identity theft is coming into handy is, you tell me for several months, if a bunch of black people are attending a housing workshop, take note. They got promises of all these new apartments coming up, or this property manager supposed to wish me call. You bring the birth certificate. You bring the Social Security card. You bring your ID. You sign the release of in access to any of your information. Months go by. Okay, you go by these apartment complexes, and it's only about a certain group of people that are not civilians. They don't speak, you know, a range of our language to be like, okay, they've been born here. It's about 2 or 3 of them in the class. It's a bunch of blacks. Then it's, you know, a few, you know, beige folks. And you want to tell me when the apartment complex come up, a majority of them are getting into it some kind of way, but none, everybody from our section, they're either having to settle for slumlords or still not have a place or have to go elsewhere out the area. Does that even sound right? And this is one of the actual additional tags to the human trafficking and identity theft as tonight's topic has been, as I've spoken of. And I appreciate everyone that you know, are listening, that's going to listen to it, that those of you, definitely for a part two, if you want to get in contact and arrange for a part two discussion, more so those that are definitely proactive on the matter and not just here in standbys, you can contact 225-395-1792. We have the website, blacklove.strikingly.com, the mixtape site that we're working, that we're communicating with now. Many people have been asking, well, where is State of Black Parents? When is State of Black Parent comeback? Right now, just stay tuned to blacklove.strikingly.com. I am a contributor and supporter of the published mystery composition, Puzzle Rise. Definitely a great support to tonight's show of what we've had, speaking on the topic of human trafficking, identity theft, and the economically challenged being at risk. Puzzle Rise, that is available under hashtag Mystery Transport if you go on the various social media sites between Twitter and Instagram. And definitely that'll be further updates on stay tuned for that. Definitely anyone would like to ask questions or reply back?
Nobody as of yet. There are nothing right now.
Huh?
I said nobody as of yet. Nobody else is on the line or in the chat room yet.
Oh, wow. Well, the show was sending me messages. On the topic, do you have any further, you know, statements or discussion on what we discussed this evening?
No, not right now. I'm still trying to put all the information that I have together. So no, I don't have any questions right now.
So, are you aware of other parties that have gone through this here, or
no? No, I'm not aware of anything like that. I'm not aware of anything. I've asked around, and nobody else has heard anything, even anywhere similar to what you have reported to tonight. So I don't know if this is something that's only in a particular area of the country. But,
no. It's from east to west, but it's happening east to west because I've been, you know, everywhere, and many people are stating how they don't want to, you know, they don't want to say anything. I'm tired of fighting. I'm just gonna sign it. I'm just gonna do that. But I say, okay, so in the long run, you're still stuck without a place to stay or having to stay somewhere that you're uncomfortable. Or you know, long-term homeless because you didn't attend to this matter now, then what? The Lord's going to make a way to get you up out of it or it be totally eradicated by then? So with the situation with to apply for the passport, the time, you know, with the passport and the that post office had asked for original birth certificate and they kept it. And it has been, you know, a very long battle and still not aware at this time, have to be very cautious of where you, you know, where you collect mail at and so forth like that. You know, are you aware about the experience with the passport?
I mean, outside of yours, that's about
yeah,
it.
Well, outside of mine or...
Mm-mm, no, because I've dealt with a few people getting their passport, and they never had a situation like that. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know of anybody that even had issues like this, and I couldn't find any. I couldn't find anybody like that.
So their situation when they apply for a passport, and someone may be listening and may be in the process of considering to apply for a passport, what was the research that you was able to obtain? Because as I was informed that you had to send the original and you had to have a credit card.
No, what I was told is that they needed a copy. They didn't need no original.
That wasn't they say they cannot proceed with copies when I did it. And this was at an official post office location.
I mean, because not too many people are going to just give up their original birth certificate. You know, nobody's really going to give that up and be okay with it. That's like, very, very personal. And once you give away the original, you don't get another original. There's only one original. So normally they get even if it's a certified copy, but they never, ever get the original because you're not guaranteed to get the original back. So
well, I wasn't the only one when I applied that day, and I was observing. I wasn't the only one applied that day, and they said you had to have originals at that post office location. And a bank card. And they said I had to have a bank card because I was from out of state. I had to have a credit card because I was from out of state. That they had to copy, and then after they didn't copy, but you still got it scanned in the system, they say, oh, well, you could block out the numbers. You already got it scanned in the system. They're going to tell me to block out the number? So what do you need a credit card? Because, to apply for a passport, what do they need your bank information for? At the actual data office, it doesn't, because it ain't nothing but clerks that's handling to approve you for the passport.
Exactly.
But I wasn't the only person in that office. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. I really wish you hadn't have did it. You gave them your original. Because that just doesn't make sense.
But I have been compromised multiple places, and not just myself. Many of us have been compromised and not been able to, people wonder, well, go to this place, go to that place. And they're all asking for that. I just sent you a text about an hour ago in regards to someone, it was a long time ago, but they were speaking about the school wanting to keep their child's original birth certificate.
Nobody has a right to keep your original birth certificate. Nobody. That's your original. You only get one. You can't go back and get another original. So anybody that tells anybody, give me your original. Hell no, you ain't getting my original.
If somebody's low income, single mother, disabled, you say no, you don't get it, and then you can't go buy a toilet tissue and soap, and which that's all they're giving you money for, to buy a toilet tissue and soap and be sending taxes for to keep coming up in their office. What do you tell them? Because at the welfare office, you have to. Matter of fact, they have you sign the paper where they get it for you. And I had to go to court about it.
The best thing that I would have said is, You should have told them to show you in writing where their policy says that you have to give them.
Oh, they do. It's on the paper. It's on the paper. And they signed to go get it from the state health office. They have people sign that paper also.
Yeah, I would like to see that because I wouldn't have gave them shit.
What do you want? Then the family will be suffering.
Is the family suffering now?
Some people are sleeping in their cars. They be on these group pills. One woman, she got up in a group house. She lost her children. She's up in that region, what I'm speaking about. But like I say, with a lot of people, you go talk to them, but are they really serious about doing the action about it? They was like, well, I don't want to make them mad. But you didn't already lost your children because you didn't sign the paperwork. You ain't got housing. It's just a lot of craziness going on. Or people hopping from, you know, these hobo type of shelters that are just not suitable. Or they're having to live compromised lives. Like, it's a lot of stuff going on that is just horrendous.
Well, you know, they have to make better choices because you don't give nobody your original anything. You can give them certified copy, but you don't give them the original. I mean, because when you lose your original, then what do you have? You have nothing.
A process and procedure. That's what you got, a process and procedure.
Mm-hmm.
It is this. Well, we can continue on. For those that are interested in this topic, they can get in touch with the radio show or contact 225-395-1792. We can end the show, you know, in the next 5-10 minutes. Is there anybody on the line?
No, not right now. But hold on, because I wanted to read something just real quickly.
Okay.
And you went to a post office, right?
I went to a post office that's listed through their website. Now, whether they know the exact detail, let's just say, you know, several states had to get involved with it. It became an escalating matter.
Okay. So, yeah, whichever brown ones are. Yeah, that's fine. Was you a first-time applicant for your passport?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also want to mention about there are properties that are requesting children under 18 birth certificates and social security cards. And their response is because they are tax credit property.
Now, I'm on the State Department's website for passports. And it says that you have to provide evidence of U.S. citizenship. Okay, it says your evidence can be either original or a certified copy. A certified copy is any document that has a seal or stamp of the following authority. So if you have your copy from, you get from the Vital Records Department, it has a seal on it. That's good. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give them your original. And that's from the State Department.
I told them that. They told me no.
See, now maybe what you need to do is call the police, you know, because that shouldn't happen. I don't know why they would do that, but, you know, they did it, and now you don't have your original. And if they don't give it back, you're not going to have it. Now, when you mentioned about properties that want original birth certificate for children, I wouldn't give no apartment complex a birth certificate for my child.
You would?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I've never even been asked that.
Okay. I'll go back with some old paperwork, and it says on there, and if you call them, that they need the birth certificate and social security card of each child that you have, even if they are about to be born or were just born yesterday.
No. And what are they saying that they need that for?
Because they are a tax credit property, and they put some numbers with it. Tax. Yeah. I know it's a tax credit, some numbers behind it.
Tax credit property.
Are
they giving you discount or renting from them?
The way they present it is because they are getting a discount from the government. They have to ask for everybody's birth certificate and social security card in the household, no matter what age they are. That is what they say, which is the reason why, you know, I kind of be in a situation that. And other people just go ahead and submit to it because they need a place to stay. They do it in the shelters, too. The shelters where you have to get there, you go in at 7 o'clock and have to leave out 7 o'clock in the morning, they do it, too.
Okay, I'm just reading up on this really quick. Let's see. Do you
what topic you reading up on now?
The tax credit properties. What state were you in? Were you in because I see there's in Central Valley, California, Phoenix, Arizona, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, the places I know that for a fact does this is Minnesota, California, and Maine. I know those three states right off, as I have called, are the prime ones, as I recall. And I may be leaving some out because I don't recall them, like, you know, totally. But from my research and from what I have contact and what I am sure of are those three. And came across the paperwork with it written on there.
Can you name a property so we can look one of those properties up real quick and see what they say about it?
Okay, what is the one in? Of course, that was a while ago. That was like, it wasn't a while ago, like years. It was within the last year or two for sure. But I called them multiple times, like different months apart, due to being in situations. And it was me personally contacting them. So it was a lot of apartments and a lot of tablet paperwork. So it was so many apartments and tablets, and some of the tablets I got rid of. But I can tell, can say for sure, it was in Minnesota, California, and out in Maine, and some in New Hampshire does it too.
Okay, I'm looking at the state of Maine, and they have none. Absolutely.
Okay,
zero.
What is this property? They have one. It used to be an old children's hospital. That's the name of it. What is the name of that property? Hold on, right quick.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. It's a property that used to be, as a matter of fact, it's on that application that even if your children are not born, you need to have that listed with their information and turn in their, what they call, eating something. And it's in Maine. And it's written on their paperwork. I'm trying to remember what the name of the property company is. But I know where the property, like, if I was in the area, I could drive there. But I don't remember the name of the apartment. Because that would be the only way I would be able to know the property management of the company. But it's in their application paperwork. And, of course, I threw it away. Because I checked with them for several years, and I'm like, this is too invasive. My child, you know what I'm saying? A child is not applying for stuff, so that their name shouldn't have to be on anything. Shouldn't have to be in any database. Oh, so what do you think about, as they're going to be people listening that's not going to want to say anything, but, they're going to want to be behind the scenes and going through so much. So if they go into the shelter where you come in at 7 o'clock and you got to leave out in the morning, and they showing their birth certificate and Social Security card for that, what you think about that?
Why would they be asking somebody for a Social Security card? I don't understand.
Because they're going to say, oh, well, we get that and use it for verification. Well, one of the excuses they use it for verification for welfare, and because they are 501c3, they got to use that as proof that the person came there.
I don't know. I know one thing, people should always have get some advice if they're not sure what needs to be done. That would be something that they need to do, because it seems like a lot of shenanigans is going on and people are getting taken for their information.
Yeah, it's a harsh reality of what it is occurring to the people, but the people have to also get there and stop making themselves, allowing themselves to be continuous victims by not doing nothing and continuously submit. Because if you're in a situation where you're having to take slummy properties and deal with slumlords, your children, when they're 18, by the time they make 17, 18 years old, they're going to be totally stuck under their parents. Or they're going to be, orphaned again. And now they have where, in some places, including Louisiana, they have where you can have a foster child till 22, 21 years old. I'm like, that's just, no, you need to have where these children, they need to be independent by 16. I mean, don't nobody want to take big children anyway, so what's the sense of keeping them as a foster child till 22? And matter of fact, one of the foster children, she was from Pennsylvania that I talked to, she had two children, and she had no income, and she was, let's say, very bad situation, and she was speaking about the various shows. She was like, oh, well, I don't think you would, like this place and tell me about different, apartment housing and stuff like that. Well, I don't think you would like that because they do this and that. And I would call them, and some of them I know how they are. I got an intuition of how they are. And it is totally ridiculous. We can, resume this conversation at a later date if there are those interested in further continuing the conversation, along with those that are proactive in resolution with those affected by the matter.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay.
All right, well, we've enjoyed our time with Shanez. Thank you, Shanez, for coming on. Is there any closing comments you want to leave with the audience?
Do subscribe, reply, and share to the YouTube channel, SOTBP Conference.
Excellent. All right, family, then here we go. Make sure you reply, make sure you pay attention, make sure you pass the message on. And remember, we are Black First. Today, tomorrow, and forever. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.